Illumination. When I am ready, I am blessed forevermore. When I am ready, I am blessed forevermore. How marvelous that is. When I am ready, I am blessed forevermore. Do I recognize that I am blessed forevermore? Do I recognize that all good is me now? Do I recognize that now is the time when I'm ready? Now is the time. Now is the time for all good in my life. Now is the time for all blessings in my life. Now is the time for me to enjoy the peace, the prosperity, the joy, the magnificence, the oneness of all that is. Now is the time. When I am ready, I am blessed forevermore. Are you blessed forevermore? Are you ready? Are you the wonderful light of the love, the light of the world, the love of the world, the peace of the world? Are you ready? When I am ready, I am blessed forevermore. I can receive from every source under the sun blessings and joy and peace and harmony. And if I'm not ready to receive them, if I'm not ready to take those blessings and put them to work in my life and recognize them and be delighted with them, they just sort of come into my experience and out of my experience before I even realize that they have been there. So many things have happened like that in all of our lives, where we have had great and wonderful things coming into our life and we didn't even know it. How many times have you walked down the street and you heard a beautiful piece of music? Not very often, I'm sure. But someone in their home is playing the piano, and you tune in, and you say, my, they play very well. What a beautiful piece of music. How lovingly it's done. I feel so content hearing that music. I feel so good inside of myself. Or another time, you might be listening to your iPod, and you have the earbuds in your ears, and you have something beautiful on your iPod. And the music is playing on your iPod, and the music is being just so peaceful, so meditative. And you just decide, okay, there's a park bench. I'm going to sit down. And so you sit down on the park bench, and your iPod is playing in your ear, and it's playing a beautiful, peaceful meditation-type music. And you listen to it, and then something comes along to distract your attention. Some kids going by on their bicycles and hollering at each other, or a car honking its horn, or some distraction. And you let that distraction take you away from your peaceful, meditative music that you're listening to. Now, you had nothing else to do. You were just walking, enjoying yourself, listening to your music. You had nothing else to do. Now, what happened to you? What happened to you that you were distracted? What happened to you that you were taken away from that music, from that beautiful sensation that you were hearing? What happened to you that you were distracted from listening to the peace that you had on your own iPod? It was your own. When you truly are listening, when you truly are ready, you will hear the joyful sounds from within your very soul. You don't need an iPod for it. You don't need to listen to iBuds to hear it. You hear it within your depth of your very soul, and you feel peaceful, and you feel at one. And then you are blessed truly forevermore, because you are in this state of consciousness that says, all is good, all is wonderful, all is peaceful. Illumination is something that happens to all of us quite often. And when I'm ready, I am blessed forevermore. The illumination happens, but am I ready to receive that illumination? Am I ready to be in tune with that illumination? Am I ready to be one with that illumination? Am I ready to let that illumination be my illumination? Am I ready to be blessed by it? Our life, every day, is filled with so many distractions. Our life every day is filled with so many things that take our attention away from our quiet time. Our life is filled with so many things that say to us, hey, this is important. Listen, hey, pay attention to what we're doing here. Pay attention to this. And we miss out on that joyful, quiet, peaceful time of listening within. Can we train ourselves to be ready? Can we train ourselves to be ready? And so that whenever I am ready, I am blessed forevermore. Can we train ourselves to be receptive to the joy and the peace and the harmony and the music that's going on in the world around us? Can we train ourselves? And the answer is, of course. But we train ourselves by our own inner stillness. We train ourselves by the feeling that all is in divine order. We train ourselves by the understanding that we are wonderful beings. We are magnificent beings. And then distractions come my way, and I do not let them take me. I do not let them have any demand in my life. They are of no account to me. They are of no account whatsoever to me. They are not important. The only important thing to me is who and what I am. I'm able to disregard distractions and pay them no attention. I pay them no attention. When I look at something and it seems to need my attention, it needs my awareness, it needs my beingness, I look out here at my garden and I see my sprinkler system on and I think I should turn it off. I look out here at my garden and I see some plants that need pruning. I look out at my garden and I see the rabbits eating my my plants, and I think to myself, why do I create that? These are all distractions. They're not mighty, dramatic distractions, but they're distractions. This is why we close our eyes. This is why we turn off the outer activities, the outer distractions of the world, and listen to the divine within. We listen to that reality when I am ready, and I am ready when I am able to turn my attention only to who and what I am. I turn my attention only to the divine in me. It doesn't matter that my plants need to be pruned. It doesn't matter the sprinkler system is on. It doesn't matter the rabbits are out nibbling on my iris plants. It doesn't matter. What matters is, do I give it attention in my time of listening within? When I am thinking beautiful thoughts, and I'm thinking meditative thoughts, and I listen to meditative music, and then I open my eyes, and I see the world about me, and I see the furniture that needs dusting, and I see the things that I want to rearrange and do things with. All these distractions take me away from what I really want to do. When I am ready with my peaceful heart and my peaceful soul and my peaceful being, I am blessed forevermore. What is that blessing forevermore? Each one of us take it separately. But the blessing forevermore is the feeling that all is in order. My life is in harmony. I am peace. I am goodness. I am oneness as all. I am love. The distractions of life do not take me away from these lovely thoughts. They do not take me away from the convictions that all is good in my life. And I reconfirm these convictions again and again and again. Not in panic, not wishing they were so, but just gently accepting it that it is now. And as I gently accept that it is now, and it is now wonderfully. And I can listen to the music, and it says to me, "Peace, be still, and know that I am God. When I am ready, I am blessed forevermore." And I live in that stillness, that peace, that knowingness that I am God. And so it is forevermore.